This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why I love Tommy DeVito. Because on Thursday night, raining, pouring, the whole thing, the kid comes onto the field, the place goes crazy, and this is what Brian Daboll is talking about. He's talking about energy coming from the quarterback position. I'm not saying that Danny DeVito should be, or Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito shouldn't be the starting quarterback. All I'm saying is that that energy that he brings to the field is palatable. You could feel it.
So something I want to get to when we do the football conversation at some point this morning, and that is, what do the Giants, I ask you now, actually, because I talked with Willie about this last week. I agree with everything you just said, and I think he has made his case last year when he did get to play. I don't know that he's a starting quarterback in this league, but what I do know is he can come in and play the quarterback position and give you a chance. So if that's the case, and you've got Drew Lock on a guaranteed contract, if he ended up on the practice squad, isn't it conceivable that in a quarterback starved league that some team would pick him off to be their backup quarterback?
They could. Now, remember, you know, these are second and third team players. He's had the experience from last year.
But he
obviously looks really comfortable on the field, even in these preseason games. But this is what Joe Buck was talking about last year when he had the conversation with Brian Daboll before they did their Monday night game. And that was, Brian Daboll's tired of being the energy bunny. He has to be the leader and he has to be demanding and he has to command the room, all of that stuff. But ultimately, you still need that quarterback to be your alpha male, much like Brady or Manning or any of those guys. And I think Daniel Jones may have become that with that fight in practice against the Lions. Maybe that's part of the new Daniel Jones. I don't know. I can't wait to talk to him and see what he's doing, see how he's feeling. But there is no question that Tommy DeVito brings an energy to that team, even though that was in a first preseason game and everybody was basically playing what I felt like was very, very basic football.
Yep, very much so.
I agree with you. I think the kid deserves to be here and stay here. And, you know, it also could become a distraction if you think about it.
Yes, absolutely.
Could you imagine if they get off to an 0-3 start and Daniel Jones is not playing well?
Yeah. but then now bring it back to he's on the practice squad and Drew Lock's the backup quarterback.
If he's
still on the practice squad, which I don't know that it would be, which is the question I'm asking.
I mean, they know what they see in him. They know exactly how they feel about him. I mean, we as fans tend to overreact to things. And we overreact to things in preseason, sometimes the wrong way.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Which is a pain in the ass to the players, because I know I lived through it. None of this means anything.